Hi, welcome to The Way with Vicki. Today, we're going to do part two, Exceedingly Abundantly Above, part two. Remember last week we talked about the faith, having faith in God and believing for your abundancy, believing for your prosperity, believing God for your prosperity. Well, we're going to continue that this week, okay? We're going to talk to you about letting God's word pull you up to his level. Okay? I can confirm from experience that moving out into the blessing requires you to get out beyond what you can reason. You can't do it by basing your praying and your faith on just what you can see in the natural realm or what you think logically might be able to happen. You have to base your faith on the ability of God. You have to focus on what his word says and let it pull you up to his level. One thing that helps me to do that is reading and meditating on true events in the Bible when God supernaturally prospered his people. Times when, in the face of seemingly impossible circumstances, he provided them with more than they could ask or think. I especially like to read about how God miraculously provided for the Israelites. He did all kinds of amazing things for them when they were in the wilderness where there was nothing to eat. He fed them supernaturally by pouring out manna from heaven every day. When they got tired of manna and cried out for meat, he was able to supply that for them too. Even though they were being rebellious at the time and complaining, he spoke to them through Moses and said he'd give them meat to eat. Not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month. Moses, although he was generally a faith man, couldn't figure out how God was going to do that. It sounded impossible to him. Just the men of Israel, number 600,000, he said, not to mention women and children. Even if we slaughter all the livestock we have and caught all the fish in the sea, it wouldn't be enough to feed this bunch of people for a month. And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. The Bible says in verses 31 and 32, now the wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea, and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. 1 cubit is about 18 inches. So about 2 cubits, it's probably about 3 feet. And the people stayed up all day, all night, and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers. Now, I looked Homer up because I really didn't understand what it was. Homer equals roughly 10 and a half bushels. One Homer equals 10 and a half bushels. Okay? And he who gathered least, who gathered the least, gathered 10 Homers. What's that? About 105 bushels. And they spread them out for themselves all around the camp, says the Bible. God provided so much meat for the Israelites, the scripture says, that eventually it became loathsome or repulsive to them. They didn't want to see. Now, would you want to see more meat after gathering, what, 105 bushels worth of meat? Yes, that's a month's worth, over a month's worth, depending on how large your family is. You see, God kept his word. He proved that his arm wasn't too short to miraculously provide. He proved that time and again to the Israelites, sometimes taking them from poverty to prosperity, literally overnight. Take what he did for them in 2 Kings 6 and 7. It tells about a time when the Israelite city of Samaria had been surrounded by the Syrian army for so long that their food supply had completely run out because they weren't seeking God for help. The situation had gotten so bad that the Israelites had been reduced to eating dove droppings and paying 2 ounces of silver per, get this, dropping for the privilege to get a dropping. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? My goodness. Then one day, right in the midst of the impossible mess, the prophet Elijah declared a word from the Lord. He said to the Israelite king, "By this time tomorrow, in the markets of Samaria, 5 quarts of fine flour will cost only 1/2 ounce of silver, and 10 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1/2 ounce of silver." An officer of the king heard the prophecy and scoffed. "Look, if the Lord wouldn't make windows in heaven, could this thing be? In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it," Elijah answered. Sure enough, overnight, the Lord caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and horses, and they panicked and fled into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else, and they fled for their lives. Shortly after that, 4 Israelite lepers ventured into the camp to beg for something to eat and realized that the Syrian army was gone. The lepers helped themselves to some of the Syrians' abandoned food, supplies, silver, and gold. Then, realizing they should share the good news, they went back and told the people of Samaria what had happened. And they all rushed out and plundered the Syrian camp. So it was true that 5 quarts of fine flour were sold that day for 1/2 ounce of silver, and 10 quarts of barley grain was sold for 1/2 ounce of silver, just as the Lord had promised. The king appointed his officer to control the traffic at the gate, but he was knocked down and trampled to death as the people rushed out. So everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted. This story reminds me that God is able to provide miraculously for his people in any situation. Let's believe him to do it. Instead of being like the king's officer who doubted what God said just because it didn't seem reasonable, let's put our faith in God's word and be expectant. Let's become miracle-minded, blessing-minded, supernatural increase-minded, and dare to believe that, as Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask and think. This is Vicki. See you next time.